Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Today's game is brought to you by Equifax. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The Home Depot, with more ways to help you take on your home projects delivered right to your door. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Dunkin' Donuts, conquer the season with Dunkin's new Atlanta United Donuts. Piedmont Healthcare and Ford.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Well, the season comes to an end for Atlanta United in disappointing fashion. A 2-0 loss to New York City this afternoon at Yankee Stadium. New York City will move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals to face New England. For Atlanta United, it is their most lopsided playoff defeat in club history, only their third playoff defeat ever. And fair play to New York City. They were absolutely the better team today. It's a disappointing way for the season to end. Atlanta United, I'm sure, again, as I've said several times, will kick itself for some drop points late in the season that caused this match to be played here at Yankee Stadium. But honestly, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know if the outcome would have been different had this match been played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It was two odd goals for New York City today, and Atlanta United could not respond. The man of the match, brought to you by Heineken, is Ezekiel Barco. I have to now bring up the possibility that Ezekiel Barco, Jason, has played his last match in an Atlanta United shirt. Not definitely, but possibly. We'll see what happens in the offseason. But Barco, this was a really kind of a typical day for him today. Led the team in earned fouls with 5. Led the team in duels won with 27, which is pretty absurd.
That's an absurd number.
But that's been the type of match that Ezekiel Barco has played this year. Led the team with 35 passes, passed at 86%, 35 of 41. So no goals today for Atlanta United, but Barco has really been driving this team since the coaching change took place, and that continued today.
3 chances created, 11 of 12 on the dribble. Ezekiel Barco was doing everything he could, at times maybe trying to force something, because it just the chemistry wasn't ever completely there for Atlanta United. Ezekiel Barco created the best opportunity for Marcelino Moreno by drawing defenders to him, laying the ball off to Moreno, who had that opportunity in the first half. Ezekiel Barco's in an interesting spot because this was year 4 in Atlanta. He is getting towards the end of a contract. We don't know the exact terms that he has left. We know that he has interest in going to Europe. I would assume there are European clubs with interest in him, especially after the type of season that Ezekiel Barco has had. But it's a weird transfer market right now. It's a strange situation. So we don't really know what the market's going to be for a player like Ezekiel Barco in January. If the number's not great, if there are offers, I'd love to see him back in Atlanta and continue to build on what we've seen from him, because I thought he took a leadership role on as the year went on. And in some of these games late, it felt like Ezekiel Barco was the one who was desperately trying to make something happen.
I think he should be a best 11 player in this league this year. I don't know if he will be, but I think he should be.
He should be. I think there's a real issue at times nationally because he's been a whipping boy for some influential writers who write for the league, frankly. And it's been really unfair to see Ezekiel Barco at times be picked on nationally. I hope he gets the attention he deserves. He didn't in the Young Player of the Year vote. He should in the best 11. Because he's been that good for Atlanta United this season.
So Ezekiel Barco, your man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. Let's get to the statistical recap now, brought to you by Piedmont an official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. Shots 13-9, New York City. Shots on target 5-4, New York City. Possession was 57-43, Atlanta. That was consistent for most of the match. Key passes were 9-6, New York City. The expected goals, incredibly low for both teams. 1.1 for New York City, just 0.3 for Atlanta United. Atlanta United took 7 corners. New York City took 6. New York City fouled 15 times. Atlanta United fouled 10. So that is the statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. Let's get to the highlights now, and it really boils down to the 2 goals. This was about as much action as the match consisted of today from a goal-scoring standpoint. I will say that Sean Johnson did make 3 very big saves, 2 of them in the second half, but those 2 second-half saves came with Atlanta United trailing 2-0. Here's how they got into the trailing position, and I want to just qualify right now that I admit that I blew both of these calls horribly, and not to make any excuses, but I will tell you that the goal at which these 2 goals were scored is, Jason, what would you say, 140 yards away from us, maybe?
At least.
And these were awkward goals. Here is the first, scored by Tati Castellanos. Short corner, the 3rd of the match for New York City. Morales out of the far corner, playing to the front post. Castellanos with a volley, bounces over the crossbar. And in! It takes a very awkward high bounce over the head of Brad Guzan and in, and New York City gets the first goal of the match at the 49th minute. I thought it was going over the crossbar, and I think Brad thought so as well.
Yeah, it was a really weird situation with the ball played in, and Castellanos tries to take it out of the air, and I think, frankly, he mishit it. I don't think he intended to drive it into the ground in that way. I think he almost missed it, and the way it came off of his boot, it went into the ground outside the 6 and went so high in the air that everyone hesitated, including Brad Guzan, and it finds the back of the net. It's a little bit of luck for Tati Castellanos, but he excels in making his own luck.
First time he's ever scored against Atlanta United, by the way. The Golden Boot winner ends up scoring the game-winning goal, and then New York City really put it away on this one, a pinball goal. Again, awkward from Alexander Callens in the 53rd minute. This is the 5th corner of the match for New York City. Out on the far corner, goal to our left. Short corner to the near post. It's flicked out to Morales. A shot knocked over the crossbar. And then back in for a goal. 2-0 New York City. Guzan punched it up in the air. And again, it does not roll over the end line. It's headed in for a goal. And Atlanta United now is on the tightrope. And I still am not certain if Guzan's initial touch actually occurred or if it went off the crossbar and came back to Callens. We're watching a replay of it here in the booth right now. I don't know.
Yeah,
it did. It did. Fine. But I think it even took a deflection into Brad's hand.
It did. I thought it deflected initially. The initial shot took a deflection. Brad Guzan makes a, frankly, incredible save to put it off the crossbar. He's trying to put it over the bar. He's not able to do so, and it comes off the bar straight up to Callens at the top of the 6. It's another awkward goal, another weird one, but it's 4 minutes after an awkward goal to start with, and Atlanta United was shell-shocked.
And they could not recover, and as such, Atlanta United loses this match 2-0. The hot play of the match today brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. So no clean sheet for Brad Guzan today. He ended up with 10 on the season. Brad had a really good year. He led the league in save percentage. I don't necessarily think that either goal today was his fault at all. In fact, I would posit that Brad Guzan, along with Joseph Martinez, had the two best bounce-back seasons of anyone on Atlanta United this year. So with the 10 clean sheets he had in the regular season, Atlanta United donates $20,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta this year. Unfortunately, we have to get back to Atlanta with the team tonight. We know they are not going to want to stick around too long. So we're going to take one more break here, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the full-time report. We'll take some questions, too, at Mike Conti 929 and at Longshue, as Atlanta United is out of the playoffs losing to New York City 2-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Full-Time Report. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, this will be the last segment of the last match of the Full-Time Report in 2021. Atlanta United falls to New York City 2-0 this afternoon at Yankee Stadium. Goals by Valentin Castellanos and by Alexander Callens. We weren't even sure that Callens would play today. Castellanos has never scored a goal against Atlanta United in his career until now. It's just that kind of day. New York City 2. Kind of odd goals in a six-minute span early in the second half, and that was it. So I think the bulk of the questions, Jason, that we have gotten on Twitter are of the effect of where does Atlanta United go from here now into 2022?
Yeah, you're going to get an offseason that will be frantic because, remember, Charlotte FC comes into the league next year, and there will be an expansion draft. There's always the flurry of activity at the end of an MLS season as well. Players will have to be – a bona fide offer will have to be submitted by November 24th for players out of contract if you want to keep their rights if they leave the league. That's one deadline. Options will be exercised by November 30th, and roster decisions will be publicized by the club. We talked to Carlos Bocanegra on the Countdown to Kickoff show presented by AT&T, and he said there weren't a whole lot of decisions they had to make. They have a lot of players that are already under contract for next year, but there will be some. We know that for sure. A half-day trade window opens the day after MLS Cup, December 12th. I would imagine there will be trades made. Charlotte will probably be the most active team there, but other teams will be involved, and Atlanta United has generally done a good job paying attention to what's available around the league, and there could be opportunities to make this team better. That window closes at 1 o'clock after MLS Cup, the day after MLS Cup. And then you get into the week of expansion draft and waivers and re-entry drafts and all those things that will take us up really to Christmas. And then there will be 3 weeks until training camps open.
If that.
So, and the transfer window for Europe will open on January 1st. And Atlanta United, we talked about Ezequiel Barco. But Miles Robinson has been talked about as somebody who could get interest. We haven't seen anything concrete in terms of rumor yet. George Bello, there has been conversation about that, and Doug Robertson reported that in the AJC coming from Darren Eales, that there had been inquiries about George Bello. So there are players that are under contract that will draw interest. There are going to be players who are out of contract. There are probably at least one or two option decisions that are going to have to be made. So that stuff will happen really up until about Christmas, and then the transfer window in Europe happens, and that's where things could get really interesting, both outgoing and incoming. I don't think there's going to be a large number of moves, but I think there's the potential for some big moves if they come to fruition.
But Atlanta United will have the benefit of continuity. Unlike coming into the 2020 season under a new manager, Gabriel Heinze, in 2022, you're going to have the continuity of Gonzalo Pineda. And I think having a full training camp under Pineda, it's clearly going to be beneficial. But I think we're going to see the differences right away, no matter what the roster is composed of. I think my reflection on this 2021 season that is now over is basically that I don't think Atlanta United, their supporters, anyone involved with the club, I don't think they have anything to apologize for. This is a team that really rallied. And it was Rob Valentino who got this thing back on the rails, and then Gonzalo Pineda continued it. But this is a team that really rallied when it could have absolutely have resigned itself to a non-playoff season in 2021. And even today, I would say, Jason, that Atlanta United was never run off the pitch this season. Maybe one exception, the matchup in Chicago in early July.
Yep.
That might be the only exception. Atlanta United was competitive in just about all their matches this year. I don't feel like they were run off the pitch today. It feels a lot to me like the Champions League match they had down at the Azteca in March of 2020, where they lost 3-0, but if you dig a little deeper, hit the woodwork a couple times in the second half, and Memo Ochoa had to make a big save, and the scoreline may not have been all that flattering to Atlanta United. Like that night, Club America was the better team. New York City was the better team tonight, but I don't think Atlanta United has that much of a gap to overcome to being a team that can contend for MLS Cup in 2022.
No, I don't think so either. I think Gonzalo Pineda getting a chance to make the team his in the offseason and especially in training camp, that's key, because he took over a team that had been trained in a preseason and in a first half of the season in a very specific way. And Rob Valentino talked about it. Gonzalo Pineda talked about it. They had to break the team of the man-to-man defending all over the field. That took time to rebuild. There were some goals given up at different points where it felt like the team was stuck between two different ideas. You'll get an opportunity if you're Gonzalo Pineda to make this team yours for 2022. And I think we've seen elements of it. We've seen a lot of his personality come through in the touchline. We've seen his personality come through in the team at times. But when you get a full preseason to do that, it's a different conversation entirely. Now, next year is a big one for Atlanta United, because this is not the kind of year that they want to have. You don't want to go out in the first round of the postseason. You don't want to miss the opportunity to have a home playoff game. You don't want to have to scramble in the second half of the season. But it's also potentially a big year in the transfer market, both incoming and outgoing. So there's a lot to balance for Darren Eales, for Carlos Bocanegra. But what they've done in the first 5 years should give you a lot of confidence in what's to come. And I think you have a manager now in Gonzalo Pineda, really for the first time, that you can kind of look at as somebody who could be here for quite a while, not somebody who's here for a short period of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's an interesting offseason because of it being such an interesting season. I don't really know how to feel yet about 2021 because the first half felt like unfulfilled promise. The second half was a blast and a lot of fun to watch this team come together, and we saw some amazing things. But today felt like unfulfilled promise. So we're kind of back to where we were in some weird way. And
the circle has been closed.
You know, I mean, I said it going into the season that I felt like this was a lot like 2017 with everything that was going on with tactically and a manager coming in and patience and kind of reloading. And it really does kind of feel like the end of the 2017 season, where it was a game that felt that way, where it felt like there was more on the table there. And that's how it ends. That sticks with you a little bit, and we'll see if that motivates this team going into 2022.
From a personal standpoint, I have to say I would rather lose like they lost today than in Pens, because at least you can mentally prepare yourself as opposed to having that moment of deflation in Pens.
Yeah.
Okay, we've reached the end. A lot of people to thank, and I really, really hope I don't leave anyone out. So bear with me in these final 2 minutes. On the radio station side, a huge thank you to our producer all year, Dylan Matthews, who's been absolutely phenomenal. We love working with Dylan. We look forward to working with him again in 2022. Our program director, Sean Thompson, Steve Wilson, who does all the imaging, Dave Ashburn, who's in charge of sales. I knew I was going to leave people out. I really hope I don't. Andy Bunker, who's filled in for me on Hawks game so I can travel and do this. Everyone involved with the radio station, thank you very, very much. On the Atlanta United side, so many people to thank. I think first and foremost, obviously, Darren Eales and Matt Moore, who give us this opportunity to do these games. Just such an honor and a pleasure to do them. And I really want to thank Darren and Matt Moore, obviously, for giving us that opportunity. Jason Kirksey was someone who had a very large role in convincing Major League Soccer to let us get back on the road. And boy, are we grateful for that, because there are so many things that we can do at the venue that we cannot do when we're calling a road match off the monitor. And there were times where I wondered post-COVID if we would ever be able to travel again. Very, very grateful to Jason Kirksey for getting that ball rolling, for Matt Moore and Darren to continue that rolling, and also for AT&T, who subsidizes our travel through the AT&T countdown to kickoff. Elena Cismarek's team in Atlanta United Communications, just absolutely unbelievable. Chris Winkler, Chris Ramondi, Justin Veldhaus, and Johannes, just absolutely anything we need, we always get it from them. And they do an amazing job. We're very, very grateful for them. Manny Tejeda, who was the team manager who literally makes the team goal, who has taken care of all of our travel arrangements as we've been on the charter and in the team hotel all year. Manny has made that process seamless. I really appreciate all he's done. I also want to, now reveal it now on the air, I really want to thank Atlanta United's team doctor, Eric Zarnady, and the D.C. medical staff. I had a false COVID positive in Washington, and the doctors in Atlanta and D.C. Were with me every step of the way as I confirmed that I actually did not have COVID. That was a very, very scary experience for me, and they made it less scary, and I really appreciate that. I didn't want to really make a big deal of it at the time, but I will now. I'm sure I am forgetting other people, and for that, I apologize. Most especially, Jason, I want to thank you. I just have such a fun time doing this with you week after week. It does not feel like work ever. It never has. And I really look forward to being back with you next year, because I think clearly everything is trending in the right direction. Atlanta United, I think you kind of hit on it. Atlanta United was fun again as the season came to an end. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun together in 2022.
Yeah, I want to echo the thanks to everybody. I want to also thank everybody with the team, the technical staff, for being cool with us traveling with y'all.
Yeah.
Because not every road trip is that way around this league and around sports. And everybody's always been very, very welcoming and very cool with us being on that trip. It's just been a wild, wild ride this year, up and down, starting the season, calling games for monitors, being able to get back on the road, starting with Nashville and getting into that kind of run again, and then getting into a run that took us here and took us to the postseason. I don't think it's going to be as up and down next year. I really don't. I think we're going to have a lot more fun games to call, goals to call, a lot of things that, you know, we didn't get to do today. We'd like to have had you scream and score again one more time.
Yeah.
We didn't get that opportunity. I'm sure we will next year. But I'm just thankful I get to work with you, and I'm thankful for everybody at the radio station and the team for giving me the opportunity to do it. And I can't wait till opening day next year.
And most especially thank you, the listeners.
Yes.
Without you, it wouldn't be worth it. All right, we have to go. We're late. For Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conte. Atlanta United falls to New York City 2-0. And we will see you in February here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.